Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yes, everyone, it's Freestyle Friday, which means tomorrow is long-awaited Saturday, and I am Glenn McGeek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 14th. How is it already the middle of September? Today's episode is number 488, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, it is that time to horse around. And, you know, every morning before the show, I always go on to various websites and just check things out and look around and see, you know, kind of if I can get updated on the news or any sort of interesting anything. And Glenn and Jennifer, I want you to go to horsenation.com right now and look at the first story that they have posted, because I've already accused Horse Nation of stealing our really badass idea. But because they're able to show pictures rather quickly, you will see the first really bad ad. They actually have a really bad ad posted. And you see the picture? They're selling a buckskin pony stallion. And to prove that the buckskin pony stallion is super quiet, they show a picture of the buckskin pony stallion being mounted by a cow. A cow is humping the pony stallion, and this is their selling tactic. Look how good it is when it's being abused by the cow. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's amazing.
I don't know.
Enjoy
what to
that
say.
One. Yeah. Impressive. It's very impressive.
Anything I say is just going to get me in trouble.
There you go. You're starting to realize it now, Glenn. I'm so growing up. You're growing up, and I'm so proud of you. Unbelievable.
Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, what's on today's show?
Turn your mic off for a while, Glenn. Just turn it off. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, first up, a conversation about fantastically beautiful cowgirl hats worn by fantastically beautiful cowgirls. That's right. J.W. Brooks, the artistic genius behind J.W. Brooks Custom Hat Company, is here, and he will reveal how to make your cowboy or cowgirl fantastically beautiful in one of his hats. Following up, plenty of fiendishly entertaining horse headlines from far-off lands, and not a moment too soon, really bad ads steams into the station with the hilariously demonic degradation of the English language that is online classifieds. And loosen up your belt, folks. Pull right into your local donut shop next to the police cruiser, because today is National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Oh, I can have that with a milkshake. Woo-hoo.
I know it's supposed to be my daily Winnie first, but, you know, I was going to give it to the $1.3 million big brown colt. There was a horse that was sold at the two-year-old in training sales back, I think, last year, and he is about to run his first race. And this horse went for $1.3 million. I believe we actually played the clip of him selling this past year. And they're like, okay, Colt's going to run his first race. Not one time in this article do they actually say the horse's name. So I was going to give him my daily Winnie, but his name is Colt by Big Brown out of Cool Ghoul by Silver Ghost. So I was going to give this good luck to the people that bought the horse and the colt, but he doesn't actually hasn't been named yet. So, okay, scratch that one. I'm going to give the daily Winnie to... you know, Betty Faye sold me her buckskin dream horse, her Barbie dream horse. His name was Robbie, and Chad does call him the Duke because my husband has a fascination with John Wayne. And I took the Duke on his first trail ride last night, and he was fantastic. We rode 3 miles one way to the ice cream store to get ice cream, and down the road, traffic going by, and he was awesome. So at any rate, then he's going to get my Winnie because I can't find the stupid name of this stupid horse I've been looking for 20 minutes. Professional radio people, okay?
We're what we are. It's Friday. This is what happens on Friday. We can't guarantee anything on Fridays. There's no quality guarantee. What you get on Fridays, you cannot return. It's non-returnable Friday.
Happy first race, Colt by Big Brown out of Cool Ghoul by Silver Ghost.
Hey, I have a good daily Winnie for you. All right, so my daily Winnie goes out to a friend of Helena's, the host of the Stable Scoop radio show, by the name of Sissy Finn. And she convinced Helena to go hunting for the first time in a while at the Myopia Hunt, which is on the North Shore of Boston. And just to put this in context, I'm going to play a little bit of, it's about 4 minutes long, of one of the funniest segments I've ever had on any of the shows we've done. And I just found this hilarious. Maybe I'm the only one, but I just found this absolutely hilarious because we can all relate. This was after they got back from a hunt all day on Sunday in one of the very wealthiest areas of the country. So keep that in mind.
What is it about the wedding cake?
So after a long day, right?
So the Equestrian Classic was the next day, and I had helped
a jumper
friend.
Show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had helped a friend run the patron tent. We were there all day, and about 7:30, we were still there at night, taking down the decorations. And my phone rings, and I had Helena Friday night, the party Friday night. We hunted Saturday. We set up Saturday. Sunday all day, and at the horse show, 7:30 Sunday night. My phone rings. It's the environmental police. And I think,
I didn't know there were environmental police.
Right? I'm like, do I have an oil spill?
Yeah, right.
So I think that it's like a scam, a fundraising scam, you know, where they call and they say, this is the state police. We want to raise money, blah, blah, blah.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
I hang up because I am tired and I have no time to play with these people. So I hang up and 1 minute later, my phone rings again. And now I'm really annoyed because this person is called back. So I said, hello. And he said, yes, this is so-and-so from the environmental police. Do you have a dog named Fergus? And I said, oh, I do. Is he okay? And he said, well, he's fine. I am up at the Willowdale Estate, which is a wedding venue next to my house. And he said, and your dog is here. And I said, oh, well, I'll send my husband right up to get him. What's going on? And he said, well, he's been eating the wedding cake.
Oh, before the wedding?
Yes.
Oh.
Now,
which
I
just
know,
paid $3,000 for,
right?
At least if you live in Hamilton.
Yeah.
No, and I don't know how nobody saw, if I can just paint
this big hound eating the cake?
No, it's Fergus. He is actually a yellow lab that weighs about 160 pounds, and he lumbers. He is so fat and slow.
What?
There's no way nobody could
see
him heading towards the cake. Right. So after that crazy weekend, I have to go and deal with the dog and the wedding cake and the environmental police. And come to find out, I live inside, well, not come to find out that I live inside Bradley Palmer, but I live inside the state park, and there's environmental police that are here all the time. And I didn't even know that, and I've lived here for 2 years.
Good God, I hope the environmental police don't carry guns.
I don't think they do.
Oh, good.
What do they carry, like bow and arrow?
Yeah, like spray
they
of some
defend
sort.
Themselves against bears and strange people.
They carry Febreze.
Febreze?
Whatever
so
works.
Okay, now wait a minute. Yeah, this is my highlight of the day right here. You're just making my day. So now you get there and your dog is eating. What the heck happened when you got there?
Well, they weren't that happy.
No, I can't.
Well, Helena, should we back up one more step? I'm not sure if you're listening.
Yes, we had to tell them. This is not fair.
Okay. So Helena and I, when we get up Saturday morning to go hunting, we went out into my driveway, and my dogs, I have two dogs, the Lab and the Foxhound. They were out in the driveway, and the trash, they pulled the trash out of my trash barrel, was everywhere, all over the driveway. But I don't have time to pick this up because I got to go hunting. I used to be on a horse soon, so I get in the car and off I go. So that's Saturday morning. Sunday morning, I get up, and I let the dogs out, and Fergus comes back, and he's got a Ziploc bag hanging out of his bottom.
Oh, no.
So not only
not
did they not...
To.
All right,
wait
that's a story I didn't
to.
Need.
Wait, no, stuck to.
Sorry, I didn't need that story.
So not only did they not see this lumbering dog coming to the wedding cake, but he's got the Ziploc bag hanging out of his bottom.
Oh!
You're not run the other way when you see that coming.
So did they like, what did they do about the cake?
Well, he just took a few bites and so I...
Can you imagine telling the bride this?
Well, they will talk about it for generations. I mean, they'll be an old couple and they'll say, remember
did they
when
just
we got
cut
married,
that part of the cake out and
came
put some,
and ate our cake.
Did they just cut that part of the cake out and put some icing over it or what?
I don't know what they did. I took my dog and I ran home.
When do you get the $3,000 bill for the cake?
Nobody has sent me anything and nobody's tried to burn my house down, thankfully.
Can you believe
I'm
that
sorry.
Story?
The best line of that whole entire thing was when you said that the Helena said the environmental police carry bow and arrows, and you said they carry Febreze.
It's awesome.
That's
there's
fine.
A movie right there. You could make a whole movie about the environmental police right there. Send that to Hollywood. Stop or I'll spray you in the face with Febreze. Watch out.
We just had a listener get married by the name of Lisa. Can you imagine, Lisa, you show up to get married, you're walking down the aisle, and half your cake has been eaten by a dog?
You know, I was wondering if there are certain telltale signs, like say you're getting married and you're kind of kind of on the fence about it, you know, like, am I doing the right thing? I'm really nervous. I should marry him. Okay, I should marry him. I don't know what to do. If that is one of the things that pushes you over the edge one way or the other. Like, you know, that's it. The dog ate the cake. I'm out of here.
The dog with a Ziploc baggie sticking out of his butt ate the cake.
That was too much. That was too much information. It's better without that.
You got to admit, that whole thing was funny. It was very funny.
Oh, that was great.
It's Friday. I feel
unreal.
Like I've been drinking. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if you've been drinking, pass on over here because it's only 6:15 here. So never too early.
Hey, I got a question for you. I've been waiting since Wednesday, and so has the audience. You teased at the very end of the show Wednesday that all of a sudden, one day, I guess a couple days ago, the police showed up at your door. What happened? Now you got to tell us.
All right. So my arena is out by the road. So it's like the very front of our property. The first thing you see when you drive in is the arena. And I told you guys that I was riding Edward, and this woman pulls up in a police car, gets out of the car, has a gun strapped to one side of her hip, and she's in, like, plain clothes, but has, like, a very prominent gun on one hip and a badge stuck to the other hip. And Chad was out with me. He was riding. Say what?
It's like on TV.
I know. She was really, really, like, she was a badass. She gets out of the car, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know if I should be scared or turned on, you know? Like, by the whole thing. So, she swaggers up to the end of the arena, and she says, hi, do you have a horse named Ride the Bench? And I'm thinking, oh, it took me a second. Yeah, I do. That's Joey. And, you know, I'm like, yes, I do. That's Joey. He's in the back. Can I help you? And she's like, oh, hi. I'm so-and-so. And I just want to let you know that I was the police officer that was responsible for confiscating him and all the other horses on his case.
And
I'm like, what? She's
is
like,
that worth
just,
a heart attack?
I know, right? I'm like, could you at least not have your gun strapped to your hip when you saunter up to the end of the arena? Good Lord. I'm like, put him up. Okay, sorry. Do you want me to get off the horse and, like, put my hands behind my head and put my face in the arena dirt? You know, I'll do whatever. It's scary, right? So she's like, I was the one who was responsible for confiscating him and for his whole entire court case. And she's like, I just want to let you know. She goes, he was my favorite one out of the whole group. And I just was wondering if at some point I could come and see him. I was like, well, sure, he's right back there right now. She's like, no, I've actually got to get in, but I'd love to come back, come and see him, right? And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, this is great. You know, no problem. Come and see him. Well, she came back 2 days later, and this is Wednesday after the show, actually. She came back again and brought his file. And the file was about the size of a telephone book. And she said she had two of them. Remember, Joey was in the situation where he came with 17 horses were confiscated and only 9 survived. She said that it was the worst case she's ever been on. All she does is the animal stuff. She said it was the worst case she's ever been on. It almost made her want to quit. And I said, didn't you guys find 12 dead horses on the property already when you got there? And she said, no. We found parts of 12 dead horses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's like, it was the worst case situation you could ever imagine. But she said that, you know, and I said, well, I heard, because, you know, you always hear things, but this is going to the source. And I said, well, I heard Joey wasn't as bad. And she was like, oh, please. And then she showed me the pictures. And Joey was a little skeleton, and he had big matted tufts. You know, when the horses start to shed out, but nobody brushes them and they get those big patches of long hair stuck to their body. He had big matted patches of hair on his sides, and you could still see his bones through there. It was just the saddest thing. And she said that because she liked that horse so much. Now, let me remind you what Joey's job is here. Joey teaches the beginners how to jump. Once they've mastered the walk and trot and can canter a little bit, they get to ride Joey because he is the most honest, safe jumper that I have. He trots right up to it, flings himself over it, and trots away. Like, he's so good, and he's my best trail horse. On the roads, scared of nothing, put your head down, go to work, best trail horse I have. She said, I did some research on, because he's an incredibly well-bred thoroughbred, with Aladar and Seattle Slough on each side in the grandfather department. So she said, I called the breeders to find out why they sold them, because usually they breed horses and then they race them. And they're a huge thoroughbred breeding place here in Phoenix. And she said that they told her that the reason they sold him was because he was too bronky. I'm like, what? Like bucking bronco type horse. I was thinking, not my Joey. Not, they got to be wrong. Yep, she pulled up the file, and it said he was too bronky. That's why they sold him. So just to sit there and talk to the officer that was firsthand at this facility who, you know, she said she almost quit her job because of it. But then she also said, I brought you something else to look at. And she brought me Jet's file to look at.
Oh, really? How'd she know you had Jet?
Well, I guess she had contacted, you know, she works very closely with the vet that I used to work for. And they were talking about the cases. And I guess this cop lives in my neighborhood. And my vet said, well, you know, she has you know, and she tells them about Jet and Joey, you know, the lady right there with the arena, she has two of your horses. So she actually came in and brought me Jet's file, and it took me about 45 seconds to start bawling. Like, if I thought Joey's file was bad, you've never seen anything. And she's going to get me some copies, and I'll send you guys some pictures. Because Jet and I have been through an awful lot, and I love that horse. I would, you know, if anybody ever tried to do anything to that horse, it's like your child. You know, Mama Bear comes out. And I love the heck out of this horse. And to see pictures of him, because I remember I told you guys he was tied to the swing set and he was starved to death. Well, I never saw pictures of him actually tied to the swing set. I saw pictures of him when he was back in jail. She brought me the pictures from the place they took him and pictures of the guy that starved him. The whole thing, there's probably 50 pictures. And it broke my heart to see my horse. The only thing you recognized was his face. And his face was tied, yes, to a swing set, but it was tied up so high that what the paperwork said was there's no way he could have reached food or water because he couldn't even lower his head because he was tied up high and he was all bones. But to look at your horse and the only thing you recognize is the face. Just the face was the same. The entire body was totally different. And to see the person's face who did that to him, oh, it just set me, it just unglued me. So I start crying in the arena, and she says to me, I don't know what made her say that. I think I said something like, I would kill somebody if they did this. And she's like, hey, you want to do a ride-along? I'm like, wait. You mean I can go with you to these places that are starving the horses and you'll let me in the cop car with you having a gun on your hip? She's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, I'm in. I am in, honey. We are going. So I think what we've discussed is maybe sometime next week or in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to go on a ride along.
Oh, God. There's going to be more horses in Jamie's backyard.
Well, you know what?
Bad
I
idea.
I think maybe I have a calling here, and Glenn, I'll probably have to employ your help to learn how to build a website, but I think she said they're full, and they have no room to take any other horses, so actually the horses are confiscating, they're boarding at the vet clinic, because there's nobody to nurse them back to health, so I think what I need to do, because these horses are not listed as adoptable anywhere, you just have to know about them somehow, and I knew about them from somebody through the vet. So I think what I need to do is go down there and I need to start helping them get adopted out. So I think that's my calling, is I need to build websites and promote the fact that these horses are available for adoption. And that's what I need to do, is bring awareness to this, and I feel motivated about it. What do you think?
I think that I'm glad you only have room for 7. Because there would be 125 in your backyard. Yeah. That's if the idea is to have them motivated to go someplace else and find a nice home someplace else, then I think it's a terrific, wonderful idea. Because you're
Thank
one of
you.
The most compassionate people I know.
Aw. Yeah.
And I bet you Chad is now rolling over in bed having horrible nightmares of all these horses.
Please. That is what is so bad about this, is I would not have Jet or Joey if it weren't for him. Now, I know you like to play horse husband and think you guys are hard asses and that y'all don't have anything to do with getting horses, whatever. Jennifer and I are the ones who know how much work they are. You guys are the ones like, oh, you can fix it. Like, yeah, you can do it. I'm just going to sit back and watch. So I think what I need to do, Jennifer, you just gave me this idea because Jennifer just emailed me the name of my website. It says giveanexconachance.com. That may be taken a little
the
inappropriately, which
yeah.
women are
yeah.
looking for conjugal visits, but we need suggestions for the website.
I think that you really would get into that. Now the self-control issue I have a little concern about. You'd have to work on that one. But and also, I think you'd be very good at shooting the perpetrators. I really do. I think that would be something that you'd be motivated to do, too. And I'm sure that she has wanted to shoot some of these people, too. I'm sure she has gotten very close to wanting to beat the crap out of some of these people.
You know, talking to her, I actually said, I said, so, you know, because I live in this equestrian neighborhood, and I'm like, I'm the one who called and reported on the street, and the horse is like two streets down. She's like, oh, yeah, I went to that one. She goes, did you know that last week I arrested somebody in our neighborhood? I said, really? What street? And she tells me the house and the street and everything. Of course, doesn't give me any names. She's not going to get in trouble or anything. But she said, let me tell you something. It was a woman, and I have never felt better slapping on a pair of cuffs on somebody than I did with this woman. You go, girl. She's like, usually I feel bad for him, but this woman was asking for it, and I threw her in the back of the cop car and took her to jail. Like, oh, my God, this is the most satisfying job ever. Heartbreaking, yet satisfying, because you're actually the one person who could do something about it. You know what? You're going to jail. You're going to jail. Get in the car. And you put your head, you know, hand on the top of their head, and you shove them in the back seat and slam the door, and it's like, book them, Dano. That'd be awesome.
Sorry. Wow, that must have been, I can see, she obviously didn't realize how emotional you are before she got there to show you all those pictures, but I can see you breaking down, and anybody would, I think, when you're in that situation.
My gosh, it was unbelievable.
You know that show on TV? Which one is Animal Planet where they're rescuing the
Animal
the
Cops?
Houston, yeah, Houston Animal Cops. I can't watch because they're always getting horses, and it seems like nobody in Texas is feeding their horses. And it just, that one's the worst for me, you know, because it's mostly horses and stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's really sad too? They do the Phoenix Animal Cops too, and I've seen that show. I can't watch any of them. Yeah, yet I'm going to go on a ride along. It's really not making much sense now.
Are you sure about this?
I should watch some of them first. But as long as they don't go at night. I think when you go at night to, like, violators' houses, that seems really scary. So I think it's kind of more of a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, well, if nothing else, you'll have great stories for the radio.
Yes. That I will. And they'll have happy endings because basically, boom, we threw the person in jail.
Well, let's
and
take
now
a break
we have
for...
this great horse for adoption, and I'll send them to Jennifer.
There you
hey,
go.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks.
You can fix them.
Let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then hopefully we're going to get our cowboy on the air to talk about Cowboy Hats 101.
Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And I got to tell you, I actually used Joint Armor for Jet. And the thing is, like, you know, all my horses get these, you know, I'm probably an over-supplementer, but KPP's Joint Armor is so necessary. And, you know, you bring out the electrolytes, which is like salt, and then you bring out so-and-so, which has no flavor, and then you open up your container of Joint Armor, and it just makes you hungry, because the Joint Armor smells like a freshly baked cake. Oh, it's so good. So when I'm teaching and my students are helping me feed at night, every single one of them, I'm like, smell this. And they smell the Joint Armor. Oh, it smells like cake. And I'm like, yep, doesn't taste like it, though, because every single one of them goes, let me taste it. So everybody has licked their finger, stuck it in the Joint Armor, and tasted it. And like, yeah, that doesn't taste like cake. It doesn't taste bad, but it definitely doesn't taste like it smells. I don't know how they do that. Because it is so enticing for the horses to eat, and they take a bite, and I mean, I've eaten it, and my joints feel good, so whatever. it's great. And just so you guys know, Kentucky Performance Products is doing a contest. And so you send an email to contest@kppusa.com, and then they want you to tell them about your horse, which KPP supplement you use while you use them, and then you're entered in to win a free bucket of Kentucky Performance Product stuff. I don't know what stuff and goodies is, but that's what they have listed. So that's easy. You know, just send them an email about your horse. And then check it out. That's kppusa.com. And I use a joint armor. And by the way, it can last more than 73 days or whatever you said, Glenn, because I bought a special order to 5-pound bucket. That's a lot of good time.
That's a lot of joint armor.
I've been using this thing for like 6 months. And she did say to me that the shelf life is like 5 years. So it can't go bad. So we just keep using it. 5-pound bucket.
I do have a question. Is it chocolate cake or like red velvet or white cake?
It's like yellow cake your mom made when you were a kid, and you get to stick your finger in and lick the bowl. It's like maybe the yellow cake icing.
Hey, while we're waiting for our guests, I have something to tell you that doesn't happen to me too often. You know that I don't get intimidated by too many guests, you know, big names. It doesn't, you know, I just don't. It's just the way I am. Yesterday I did an interview that's going to be on, but we might put it on the Horses in the Morning show next week or Stable Scoop, I'm not sure. But I got to interview, and this I did this for all the guys out there. I did it for the horse husbands. I was trying to, you know, be a good horse husband and really support the cause of horse husbandry. That's a different thing, isn't it? I was trying to really support the cause of horse husbands everywhere. And I interviewed a very nice-looking girl by the name of Virginia Hankins, who happens to be a stunt woman in Hollywood. And I posted her picture on the Horse Husband Unite Facebook page. And I thought, well, I've got to get an interview with her. Because, you know, here's a girl that is smart. She's well-educated, has a degree in biochemical engineering, and was a double major with like chemistry. And then she's a stunt woman. She is also a knight. She wears armor. She has custom-made armor, probably one of the nicest sets in the world. She's a model, and she does TV shows, and she has her own show coming out shortly on the Outdoor Channel. And, you know, she's one tough cookie, but very smart and intelligent. And I got to tell you that I got a little intimidated doing this interview. I was a little starstruck with this girl. And it doesn't happen too often.
You were okay.
It's a girl
so
in
not
armor.
Actually,
a good-looking, very good-looking girl in armor. Very good.
Okay, what's her name? I gotta Google her.
Okay, I can tell you if you just go to if you go to. I'm looking it up now. It's hold on one second. It's Virginia Hankins, Hankins, and she. Do you know that new movie out about what was the name of that movie? Jennifer could probably help us. What was the name of that animated movie with the redheaded Brave?
Brave.
If you saw the commercials for Brave, the redheaded girl with the bow and arrow,
yeah,
it's her. They designed that movie around her.
Now,
they didn't really, but
I was going to say, did they really? Because you're right, it looks just like her.
It does. She actually went to Disney after the movie came out and applied to play that girl in some of their stuff. And they actually turned her down because she was 2 inches too tall. Can you believe that? She looks exactly like her. It's incredible.
Wow.
She has this bright, bright red flowing hair. She is Celtic, by the way. And she has this suit of armor that she had custom made for herself. And she said it is one of the nicest suits of armor in the world. And it was just a fascinating interview. And she's very intelligent, obviously. You know, she's a biochemist. But it was just one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever done. It was really cool.
You're going to see that next week. You got to wonder about people that want to be in movies and that want to be celebrities. Because, like, I'm reading her bio, and it says her skills include mounted and dismounted weapons, archery, knives, cannon, crossbow, swords, quarterstaff, aerial trick shooting, handguns, rifles, and many more. This girl is a badass. But then he goes on to say, when she's not riding, she is a veteran mermaid underwater freediving model and a Merida Princess character party lookalike from Disney's upcoming movie Brave. Like, she will kill you with a staff, and then she'll go to your kid's birthday party.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. She's definitely a tough woman. My goodness. Well, hopefully you will play that on the Horses in the Morning show. And Jennifer, how are you doing with our guests? Not so much.
Not so much. JW seems to have his telephone answering machine on automatic, so I'm sending him some smoke signals as we speak. So we'll see if we can't get him on.
Okay, well, if not, we'll just start really bad ads early.
Oh, so I dropped off. I dropped off right as you were saying nasty things about this pretty girl, didn't I?
Oh, no, I was not saying nasty things, and you should definitely hear the end of this. Is that, did you hear me go through all her skills?
Oh, I heard you go through part of her skills, and she does have a lot of skills.
Yeah, it's including mounted, dismounted weapons, archery, knives, cannon, crossbow, swords, quarterstaff, trick shooting, handguns, rifles, and many more. And then it goes on to say, when she is not riding, she is a veteran mermaid underwater freediving model, and she is a character party lookalike from the upcoming movie Brave. So basically what I said is that she will kill you with a, you know, bow and arrow, and then she'll go to your kid's birthday party.
Exactly right.
Sorry for those who had to hear that twice. One, he dropped off.
She's also a certified scuba diver and a master archer. She's like at one of the highest levels of archery that you can go.
I wonder how much work there is for a woman who does this kind of stuff.
I don't know, but she did this photo shoot where she actually went, this photographer, amazing photographer, and if you go to her website at virginiahankins.com and go to photos and reels, it's the first picture. And it's her underwater in her armor. And she said that photo shoot was an amazing thing to try and do. Because, you know, photographers don't like to take one picture. They like to take about 50. And she said she had two scuba divers off to either side of her because she was in her full armor underwater. And she said, I don't know if you know this, but armor's heavy and you sink like a rock. And she said that they would just give her air out of their tanks every one. And they continue to do the photo shoot that way.
Oh, my God. That looks awful. I'm having shortness of breath even thinking about it.
I mean, it's a beautiful picture, but.
Good Lord. Yep. No, thank you.
So, anyway, I just had to tell you that I was actually a little intimidated doing an interview.
Well, good. Why don't we go ahead and play the song, Glenn, from our guest that we are supposed to have on. We'll keep trying him, and if not, we'll just go to really bad ads a little bit early.
Yeah, and I do have some news stories, too. We can do one or two of those. There's a couple of those I want to get to.
Okay.
All right, so let's find the song. This is actually by our guest that isn't here. He's also a singer, and his name is J.W. Brooks of the J.W. Brooks Custom Hat Company. And this song is called Last Call for the Lonely, and this will bring back some memories of old-time country.
Last call for the lonely. If you ain't found them by now, well, there's always tomorrow. Don't let it bring you down. searching for that someone or a sign she could be right. But as the neon night goes on and on, those dreams start to fade. As one by one they disappear, the choices have been made. The last call for the lonely, if you ain't found them by now, well, it's always tomorrow. Don't let it bring you down.
Well, that was J.W. Brooks, The Last Call for the Lonely. And if you like that, it's actually available on jwbrookscustomhats.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I am Glenn DeGeek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen today. Well, I have to tell you that there are a couple of news stories, Jamie. One of them we talked about the other day, and we actually were going over the prices. I think it was the day you were out. Of the, remember the lady that Rita Crundwell, the lady who stole the money from that little town in Indiana?
Yeah.
Well, 80 of
millions,
her horses. Yeah.
Millions of dollars and quarter horses, right.
Yep. Well, 80 of her horses actually went up for auction, and we were talking about some of the prices. Now, when we talked about it on Monday, the highest price, and it was closed on Tuesday or Wednesday, this auction for 80 of the horses online. The highest price was $32,000 at that point for one of the horses. Well, things changed in the one day after that. They actually took in, they sold 70 of the horses, actually sold. A couple didn't hit reserve. They ranged anywhere in price from $1,050 to a high of $226,000 and a total of $1.64 million for the 70 horses it sold.
Wow. So what was the estimated value of all those horses?
They were estimating this particular group at $1.5 million. So they got over what they were estimating, and they still didn't sell them all. The other 400 are going up for auction here in the next couple of days, and that's going to be a live auction out in Indiana, I believe. So they're going to be doing those live. They estimate to bring in another $10 to $15 million on those horses.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that somebody's going to get their money back in this kind of world. It's just impossible to make money on horses. And this woman, is she still in jail? Did it say that? Hope she is.
Well, I don't know if she's out on bail or still in jail or what, because she did plead not guilty. So I'm not sure about that. But I did want to tell you that, remember we talked about her luxury motorhome? She bought it for like $2.1 million. This big, huge, fancy motorhome, you know, and it's apparently, I don't know where right now, but it's on an online auction right now, and they tried to sell it before for $1 million. They couldn't get it, so they put it up for auction, and right now you can buy this this couple million-dollar motorhome for $200,000 is the current bid.
Oh,
my
God. Let's get it.
I remember,
I think when we first started talking about it, we were trying to decide who would buy a $2 million motorhome, and the only one name came to mind, and that was Taylor Swift. You know?
That's true.
She's on tour. She needs something fancy.
That's true. And this one was fancy. It was gaudy.
Yeah. I clicked on this story that said, world's tallest donkey giant, enters Guinness World Record book.
What?
And it is the world's tallest donkey. And this horse, this donkey named Oklahoma Sam, is being celebrated now after being crowned the tallest living donkey on the planet. Do you have a guess as to how tall the tallest living donkey should be?
Well, let me think about it. Donkeys usually aren't that tall. So I'm going to say you're getting to be tall when you're – if you're a 16-hand donkey, you're pretty tall. So I'm going to say the super tallest one is 16-and-a-half hands. Jennifer, you have a guess?
16-2, okay.
Jennifer's – let me take her off of mute. What was that, Jennifer?
I'm going to go with 17-1.
Okay.
17-1. 17-1, 16-2, when you see the headline of Guinness Book of World Records for the world's tallest donkey, you're thinking 16-2, 17-1. Oklahoma Sam is 15-3. 15-3. And that gets you in the Guinness Book of World Records? Really? Doesn't that seem a little dramatic for you? Like, huh? You're getting in the Guinness Book at 15-3 because the horse, the world's biggest horse, is like, I have to do the math, but somewhere close to like 20 hands. So I don't get it. I don't get it. Congratulations.
Well, I don't get it either. I didn't know. Well, maybe donkeys just didn't grow that big. Has this one been possessed by the zombies yet? Do we know?
You better watch out if it has, because it's the world's tallest donkey, so it's going to do some major damage. Major damage.
Do donkeys get, that reminds me, speaking of the tallest, do donkeys get really over obese and fat like horses? I've never seen a really fat donkey, like
what?
Overly fat.
No, Glenn, you're confused. Donkeys are the ones who get those big fat pads on them, and donkeys will have a butt like twice as wide, and belly is twice as wide as it should be because they collect all that fat because they're used to living out in the wild. So,
no, all I ever see is skinny donkeys around here. Maybe nobody feeds their donkeys around here. I don't know.
Probably not.
Hey, is your horse, remember, what was the Jack Daniels. Is Jack Daniels still working for the police department?
They love him. They love
him. Do they?
They actually, after like 4 days, they took him to work. This is the horse that I had bought as a former police horse, and I returned him to his glory of being a police horse now for Tempe, Arizona. With 2 weeks in, they've now put him on the roster for the beginner riders. Beginner police riders.
Wow. Is he going to, what I wanted to ask, is he going to Maryland? Because coming up here at the end of the month is the 2012 North American Police Equestrian Championships.
Oh, I don't think he's going to that. What is it? Sounds good.
It's like they all get together, all the mounted units, and they have these competitions to see who has the best mounted unit in the country. And they do things about working partnerships and trust and communications and all that stuff. And they have these little tests and these little obstacle courses they do and all that kind of stuff. And they have it every year, actually. And it looks like it'd be a lot of fun to watch all these cops going through the paces with their horses.
And how many are they expecting?
It doesn't say. I don't have that part. Oh, 150. 150 officers from the U.S. and Canada. That's why I was asking. Maybe he'll be there next year.
Yeah, he needs a little more training before he's ready to show.
Jennifer says he can stand. He could enter the class that's called Stand Tied to a Light Pole.
Man, he'd win that one. He would win. If there's a class about standing still, he will take the cake.
All right. Now I have a sad but ironic story, and then we'll get into really bad ads. But this one just blew me away. I saw this on Horse and Hound. It's out of England. And I don't know if you've ever heard of an equestrian author by the name of Leslie Skipper. That's her name, and her husband is Brian Skipper. And Leslie Skipper is a very prolific author. She has written many books. And some of those books her most popular ones include Understanding Horse Behavior, Inside Your Horse's Mind, and Realize Your Horse's True Potential. She was working currently on a book called Understanding the Arabian Horse. Okay, so she's got all of these books that she's put out about horse behavior and understanding horses and things like that. There's one problem to the end of this story, Jamie, and it relates back to your ride-along that's coming up. Is this woman who's written all these horses, or all these books and made all this money about understanding horses, forgot to feed hers for a little while.
God.
She forgot
to
feed her horses, and the police showed up, and the RSPCA, which is their version over there, had to take her horses away, and they actually are threatening to arrest her and everything else. Oh, actually, they did, and it's, let me see, they were found guilty. They were found guilty after a four-day trial in court of six charges of causing unnecessary suffering and failing to meet the needs of four horses.
No kidding. Oh, that's awful.
They didn't do their feet. They didn't do their dental care. She should have spent less time writing her books and maybe more time taking care of the horses she actually owned. Just saying.
Yeah, most of us who own horses don't even have time to read books because the horses take so much time.
That's true.
They can't read, much less write one. Hey, one more piece of history for you, Glenn, that was made is over in the UK before we do get to the really bad ads, is a horse named Duvinsky. D-V-I-N-S-K-Y, lost a race. And you're thinking, so what? So he lost a race. Well, Duvinsky lost his 217th race, okay? This is the most racehorse in the world at this point. He ran 217 times.
Oh,
he
my God.
He is 11 years old. He raced for almost 10 seasons. He was trained by 8 different people, ridden by 44 different jockeys, and out of 217 races, he only won 19, which, you know, if you think winning 19 races, you immediately, I immediately think Zenyatta. You know, she won 19, she was 19 for 19. This horse was 19 for 217. Why did they keep running this horse? Why? Oh, my God. He's terrible.
Poor thing. I hope he gets a nice retirement in a beautiful, lush field.
Oh, my gosh. I certainly hope so. Apparently, he was, like, came in fourth. I think maybe they were just going for the... You know what's really sad about that story is that there is another horse in the world who raced 216 times to make the record to be broken.
That's true.
Like, need a walker to get down the backstretch. Poor thing. Unbelievable.
Hey, you wanted, the other day when we were chatting off air, you said you had something to talk about in relation to EquityMFG.com, in relation to a manure fork. What was that?
Well, you know, I know that EquityMFG.com are the ones that make the shake and fork and the flex and fork. And, you know, I told you that my husband and I have a silent battle that goes on between the one flex and fork that we have is the coveted one. And then we have the one that is the crappy fork, which we basically go back and forth trying to steal the flex and fork from each other without saying the word. Well, I couldn't take it anymore, so I decided to order another one. So I go to EquityMFG.com, and I place my order, which, by the way, you save a lot by going to their website and buying it. You save like $30 from retail. So go to EquityMFG and get the Flex and Fork, the one that I did. But I've got to tell you, this is why you should buy from this company, because they are a family company, and they're a family business. And this family business has listened to me do their commercials so many times on this show. You know what they did? They monogrammed it. They put my name. Yup. My name is on my flex and fork, and that is why I love this company, because they've heard me talk about my husband stealing it, so now, booyah, my name is on it. Hey.
Didn't you tell me you got the super special one, too?
Yeah, I did, but I need to talk about it. I might have spent a little more money on mine. It's going to be mine, though. It's super light. It's like, it's almost like when you pick it up, you float. You know, it's so light. So they have that on there as well. But go to EquityMFG.com, because if you want to buy a really good fork from, you know, a mom-and-pop business, a family company that – is kind of, they're listening to you, you know, and just the fact that they put my name on it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
No more stealing your fork.
Fuck it, it's my fork. Back off. And I could take the fork and I can be like, because it's so light, I can stab him with it. Like, get away from my fork. It's great. I appreciated it. And that's why we love this company.
Well, let's I think let's do really bad ads here and
pay attention. I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, before we get started with the really bad ads today, we got an email that I think we have to chat about, and that is from Tammy, Tammy Shriver, who wrote on her Facebook page, I have a close friend. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said her name. Beep that out, Tammy.
Beep.
From Tammy, beep. she wrote it on our Facebook page, so it's out there. I have a close friend who recently began advertising her horse. I looked up at the ad, and to my horror, she has created a really bad ad, complete with bad pictures of obviously very dirty horses, no punctuation, and text that is in all caps. It's truly cringeworthy. How would you guys handle this? Help.
Oh, my God. Okay. So let me
this is
get
like
this
a
straight.
Nightmare.
Let me get this straight. So your friend is like, hey, Tammy, I'm like totally selling my horse, and I like would love for you to check out the ad and tell me what you think, because I wrote the ad and I put it on Craigslist, and I just like totally want to know what your opinion is on how I did. And said Tammy goes and sits down and looks at it, and the ad is obviously all caps, terrible pictures, you know, misspellings, the whole really bad ad gamut is what is in this ad. Tammy, you're asking what you should do about it. What I would like you to send me the ad, and you and I together are going to call up your friend. And I'm going to read the ad to her the way that she has written it and see if she sees the error of her ways. That is one thing you can do. You could just call her and read it back to her. Or you could tell her, why are you such a moron? What is wrong with you? This is a close friend. The close friend, you said, right? So ask her why she's such a moron and wrote an ad this way. I mean, you've got plenty of things you can do. But please don't be polite. Don't be polite. Just read it. Read it back to her the way she wrote it.
Wait a minute. Time for a Horse Radio Network disclaimer. The host's opinions on this show are not necessarily the opinions of the Horse Radio Network.
If you're polite, then she's going to learn nothing. And she's one of those people. Save her from being one of those people. Because do you know the people that respond to ads like that are the people who write ads like that. And you don't want your horse going to somebody like that. So just don't do it. Stop it now. Cut it off.
This has been a Friday. Jennifer, what are we giving away today for the winner?
Today we have a wonderful assortment of Fly Armor products from the folks at Fly Armor. There's going to be stuff for your horse, stuff for your dog, stuff for you, a whole box full of goodies.
And we've been using this all week on Beaker, haven't we?
We've been using it all week on Beaker. He is wearing the brow band attachment, which means it has three different attachments for a slightly rounded strap. He wears it on his leather neck strap that he wears 24/7. And it's been very effectively keeping the mosquito bites off of his head and neck, because on a typical morning when the mosquitoes are bad, Beaker will look a little bit like a piece of orange cauliflower because of the mosquito bites. And it's been very effective. I'm very pleased.
There we go. It provides a protective aura around your horse to keep the bugs.
Yeah, he has an aura, all right.
And it smells exactly like citronella. It reminded me so much of being camping with the citronella candles, Jamie. I know you love camping. Yeah, it reminded me so much of that. It really did.
You know,
when I
smell citronella, I just think of those all those times sitting out in the woods by the campfire. No, I don't. I don't have any of those memories. I just made it up.
It's time for really bad ads, everybody. All right. We probably should explain for the new listeners what really bad ads is. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's people like Tammy's friend who make an ad and they write it and it's just so poorly written, or the photo is so poor, or any amount of anything could be wrong with this ad, advertising something stupid. So we ask that they be sent in to us so we can read them as they are written. And that's why I told Tammy, I said, just give me your number. I'll call her and read her ad back to her or answer her in the way that she wrote it. And Tammy, I hope you did submit that, by the way, for this week. That would have been awesome. That would have been great if she had submitted the ad. So our listeners send them in, so they're not written by the people's names we say. Those are the people that looked on their local Craigslist and found the ad. If you want a really good picture, go to horsenation.com because it's a picture of a cow humping a stallion, and that's what they're used as their sale ad. So there you go. Win a prize. Send them in.
Are you? You have the first one. Actually, it's your friend Betty Frey who you just bought a horse from.
Yes, and I would like to point out that when Betty sent me this horse, was trying to sell this horse to me, she just kept saying repeatedly, what great feet he has. Because he's barefoot, and I took him on the trail ride, and he's barefoot, and I rode him over rocks, and he did not care at all. And she kept telling me what great feet this horse had. And then she sent this ad, and she said, I came across this today and thought of really bad ads, and it's a proverb that says, a man trying to sell a blind horse always praises his feet. So, Betty, are you trying to tell me something? Is Robbie/the Duke blind? Does he need some sort of something else? Anyway, yeah, so that was her proverb. So there you go.
All right, and Tiffany sent the next one in. It's a Palomano horse. A Palomano.
Palomano.
Palomino. You're right. Palomino. I'm sorry. I mispronounced that name of that horse. A Palomino horse, 1.5 years old, very sweet and gentle, easy to ride, his saddle and bridle. His name is Ringo. Now, I need a lesson here, and I don't know everything about horses. I'll be the first. I'm a horse husband. What the hell do I know? But there was a picture with this, and it was showing a very lovely paint horse standing by a tree. Do they make Palominos and paints, or paints and Palominos? Did I miss the memo?
Well, you're being very kind to this poor angel of a horse because he is not actually a really lovely looking paint. The actual photo where they're saying, I guess, Palomino, that's a year and a half old. First of all, he's a year and a half, and he's easy to ride, and he's very gentle. Whatever. Number two, it says for $500 or trade for a rifle. So they're willing to trade a one and a yeah. And then number three, the picture is of a paint horse who looks like he's scratching his butt on a tree.
Yeah, it does.
Look at
his back leg broke. I'm not sure.
Look at the toe in, toe out, poor little thing. Bless his little heart. Sorry, but I know I don't have a rifle to trade, so sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, do the next one.
Oh, yeah. This one's an interesting one, and we'll just read it. We have two great ridding horses that my husband and I can't rid right now. We just got them. It's a long but great story about how we got them. Anyway, we can't afford saddles at this time. I have tried to rid without a saddle, but just can't. Would there be now, at that point, what do you think is going to happen?
She's going to sell the horses.
Correct. Wrong. Would there be anyone willing to donate two saddles to help us out? Please,
what?
We are missing some great weather to ride. I hope there's someone willing to help. No, I'm not looking for handouts. Just help.
Yes, yes, you are. let me get this straight. You got two great horses to rid, and you can't rid them right now because you don't have any saddles because you can't afford the saddles. Now you want somebody to give you saddles, but you're not looking for handouts. Sell the dang horses.
I read that story about five times before I realized that they weren't trying to give the horses away, which is what I was really expecting. Oh, well.
Seriously. I want to call the number and just be like, this is one of those like, did anybody call you?
Oh, did we lose? Oh, we lost Jamie again. She'll be right back here, I'm sure. So, but Jennifer, that is the first. That's the first time we've ever had that twist on an ad, and we've been doing these a long time.
Well, you never know which direction they're going to go. It's like a well-written spy story, twists and turns in the plot.
It's not a handout. I'm not looking for handouts. I just want free saddles. That's all.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense.
And I think Jamie might be back here. Let's check and see. Maybe.
Can you hear me?
There she is.
Is this me?
Yeah.
So, what I missed. Sorry.
We just finished that ad. Sienna is up next.
Okay, Sienna is up next. Now, this is kind of the one I thought should win, just because of the utter stupidity of just the first sentence, okay? The title of the ad is, I ride what people are scared of, training in parentheses. I ride what people are scared of. And here's the first sentence. I'll pretty much ride anything unless the horse scares me. I ride what people are scared of, except for the horses that I'm scared of. Oh, God. Okay, so let me just read the whole ad. I'll pretty much ride anything unless the horse scares me, but that's hard to do. Not only do I ride the intimidating ones, nice ones are welcome, too. I have amazing references. Colt starting is typically 30 days for anything under 4, sometimes longer for older horses. Correctional work is usually 2 weeks. I'm honest in my work. I don't claim to train high-class performance horses, but usually when I'm finished, they're ready to go any direction you want. My name is Mel. Gentle methods only used here. Possible trade on multiple horses for a good family car. I'll gentle your scary horses only if you can put the kids in the back of the car. Oh, my God. I ride what people are scared of unless it scares me. Way to go, Mel. Way to go. Thank you, Sienna.
Rachel Finn is the next one. This is our really bad ads trailer of the week. And, Jennifer, if you'll post the whole ad, that would be great, because and the picture. That would be terrific. You'll find it on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning very shortly. And this is the oldest trailer I think we've ever had. And I didn't even know we rated trailers by years. Most people don't bother to put that. But this one felt it was important. Thank you, Rachel Mitchell, for sending this in. 1957 wood-sided horse trailer, $300. It's a two-horse straight antique trailer. Great restoration project. Needs tires, cash talks. He needs lawyer money. Apparently got a problem going on there. The trailer is one of those two-horse trailers that has the round front on them like you see so often in really bad ads, only it's wood-sided, and it's been around since 1957, so there's not much of the wood left on the top part there. All the four tires are flat. The tires themselves, the metal parts, are rusted out. The hitch looks like it's about ready to fall off, but it's a great restoration project, and I really don't think they do antique plates for trailers like they do cars. I think that's kind of a different thing.
I love the fact that the wood paneling on the side of the horse trailer is just room enough to get a hoof through. You know, like, just go ahead and put that hoof through there and you won't be able to pull it back.
They want $300 for this piece of, yeah.
Maybe they're paying you $300 to take it. Yes, yes. Robin Kane sent in the next one, and this is called Horse Rider One.
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, I will have everybody note that this trailer is actually older than me. Just saying.
Oh, my God. How is it still standing? Oh,
I know. I know.
Wow, you're old. Okay. Horse Rider Wanted. I'm looking for someone local who knows how to ride. Must be experienced and can ride a horse that may buck. I do not have the time to put the miles on my 4-year-old green broke mare to get the buck out of her. Because that's what happens, is you just get the buck out of them, and then they're fine. She goes on to say, it's often a month between rides. She gets so full of energy. She has most all of her training, just not the miles. She handles well out on the trails 95% of the time. It's the first point of go the first point of get-go that I have problems, and I can...
Wait a minute, read that again. That's the first time we've ever heard that in an ad.
It's the first point of get-go that I have problems. This one's going to... And I cannot physically take the beatings anymore.
This person's beating her.
Okay, let me read this a little faster. Because she's looking for somebody who knows how to ride. You must be experienced because her horse bucks. And the horse is very well broke, just green. And it's the first point of get-go that she has the problems. I cannot physically take the beatings anymore. And then she goes on to say, she is not wild. She is just green. This horse is beating you to death. Okay, she is wild. And then here's what probably got her the most phone calls. Is she going to pay you to train her horse? No. She said, I'm looking for someone who can ride well to put some time on her. And in exchange, they get to ride her whenever they want. Okay, hold on. So you want an experienced trainer to ride your horse for fun. Again, how many calls do you think that Rita got on this ad? Probably not
know.
Very many.
I only have one thing to say to this.
Green on green makes black and blue.
Yep.
Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Good luck. Good luck finding a free rider to ride the horse that beats you down all the time. Good Lord.
Don Dean sent in this next one. It's for a horse. Big surprise. Oh, it's all in caps, too.
This one's bad. This one's really bad.
I have a stud horse stallion that I want to go to a good home. I would like to trade for virtually anything to do with the farm and farm animals. This horse is broke and can be ridden. He is very dark brown. I recently acquired him for a companion to my mares, but due to having other studs in my farm, I have to keep him separate from the other horses for obvious reasons. He seemed to be really good horse and can certainly love the ladies. Please call me.
Hold up. You got a stud horse to be turned out as a companion horse to all of your mares, but the other studs, probably turned out with the mares, are fighting with the new stallion.
Yeah,
this
big
is
surprise
why
there.
This is why at the end of every show, Glenn, I say spay, neuter, and geld, because there are just people out there that don't get it. They just don't get it. And mind you, she's also giving away a horse that is dark brown. That's all she says about it.
True,
it's dark
true.
Brown. What breed? How old? How tall? Anything? This is a really bad ad. A really bad ad. I want a dark
true.
Brown horse. I want a dark brown horse. God, who doesn't? I mean, what a deal. What a deal. Dark brown and everything. And he still has his cojones. Perfect. Betty Faye sent this next one in. This is fantastic. This is in Colorado. And she wants to know, did a male or female write this ad? Horses, the number 4, sale, $1,000. We had 2 horses, the number 4, sale. We are asking $1,000 for both. Oh, God. Hold on. There's no punctuation. We have 2 horses for sale. We are asking $1,000 for both of them. We have 9-year-old quarter Mustang gelding. He is very sweet. You can saddle and ride him. Just 9 needs to be finished and has been on trail ride. We have 6-year paint mare. Now you can saddle and ride. She has a typical woman's temper on her. If interested, please call us. What is that supposed to mean? Of course, Betty, a man wrote that. A typical woman's temper? What exactly is a typical woman's temper? I want to know. I will go off on wait.
I need to put this one on the Horse Husbands Unite page. I love that.
Yep.
All right, next one is Dawn Bailey, and I've been waiting to do this for a couple of weeks. Here we go. A pair of murderous geese, $50. We have a bonded pair of human-imprinted geese. Their names used to be Boris and Gertrude, now dubbed Bonnie and Clyde. They are friendly and nice geese to their people, and for the last month or two have gotten along fine with all the chickens, ducks, and turkeys they have shared the barn with. However, late yesterday, without really thinking it through, I placed the entire flock into one communal pen. With no escape, one of our ducks was killed by the geese. He was a nice duck, kept down in his prime. As much as I can see the folly of my ways here and could see the solution to prevent further bloodshed, the children are calling for justice. The popular sentence would be the freezer. But since they are such nice pair of geese, we are seeing if we can have them exiled from our farm instead. They can be bailed out for $50 for the pair. They must stay together. The goose is a Roman tufted goose, and the gander is a Chinese. I am guessing they are under a year old. They are really pheasant or pleasant geese. I was going to say pheasant geese. They are really pleasant geese, can be easily and safely handled, and like they said, they should be fine with other birds as long as they have their own space and they're not locked into a small space, and they really like duck. You can feed them duck for dinner. Oh, no, I added that part. Healthy, friendly, nice birds, except for the murder. I am open to trades or barter as well.
They're healthy, they're friendly, they're nice, except for the murders.
Isn't that what they always say about the mass murderer lives next door? Oh, he was so nice. He was always so nice to us. He was the friendliest guy you'd ever meet before he killed those 25 people.
Just had no idea. And he killed that poor duck that was cut down in his prime. Children are calling for justice. Unreal. Well, that's a great one, Don. Thank you.
It was actually a well-written ad. It was pretty good.
Yeah. It was a really good ad. All right, so Beth sent this one in, horse for sale. Glenn, why do you always give me the ones with no punctuation? You're going to do the next one with no punctuation. Horse for sale. I have a 3-year-old done gilting for sale. I had him gilted last year and was working with him, bracking him to lead and load. Do my health. I am no longer able to work him. I would like to sale him to someone who want a good horse to work with. Please call. Thank you. You're bracking him to lead and load, and they want to sale him. It's a gilting. G-I-L-T-I-N-G. Wow, I never heard of that.
I didn't either. I didn't. Well, you have a new end for your show. Spay, neuter, geld,
spay,
and
neuter,
gilt.
And gilt.
All right, now the next one, you have to guess. I'm not going to give you the title. You have to guess what this is, actually. If you hadn't seen the title, would you know? Hello, so there are 16 wieners available. I can text you pictures. I can't do it. No bull crap, please. No, it's actually no bull beep, please. Okay, get this. Okay, let me reread this again without trying to laugh. Hello, so there are 16 wieners available. I can text you pictures if you want. No bull crap, please. Price goes up to $50 in 8 weeks. Thanks for looking.
Glenn, they are selling piglets. Who knew that piglets were called wieners? And there are 16 wieners that they can text you pictures of. I think that is mislabeled. It should be in the personal section of Craigslist, not the farm and garden section.
I like that the price goes up as the older you get.
Oh my God. That's awful. Okay. Oh, my God, Jennifer. You found this one? You're going to have to... Holy cow, I didn't see this one last time.
You have to post this on Facebook, the whole thing.
Post it now.
Yeah, just please. Don't even do it, Jamie. Just we're posting that one on Facebook. If you want to see it, you have to go because you got to see it. I'll just go on to Beth. two more. This is the runner. This is Beth, and then we have the winner. Trade Cornish Rex F cat for mini ponies or horses or cattle. She is a 6-year-old female calico Cornish Rex cat. Calico Cornish Rex cat. Champion parents. They are a very rare breed. She may be pregnant. She is CFA registered, very loving cat. Now, this is a cat, people. We're talking about a cat. And this is what she said. Would trade for mini ponies, horses, she prefers paints, or cattle or calves, disease-free. Research the breed, as they are not cheap. She wants to trade her cat for a horse. Are you kidding me?
Okay. No. Okay, the Cornish Rex cats, I just Googled them. Those are the hairless.
Oh, no. Really? That's a rat cat.
They have no hair except for they have some down hair. I'm trying to find out how much they cost.
These are the ones that win the ugliest animal contest every year.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, a local pet store, local to this person, has the Cornish Rex cat priced, Glenn, hold on to your seat here, for $3,000.
What? For an ugly, hairless rat cat?
The rat cats cost $3,000, at least at this place.
And we apologize to anybody that owns a rat cat, but you pretty much got an ugly cat.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Because if you're a horse person, you would never spend $3,000 on a cat. Because what happens is you get 1,900 barn cats that show up at your house.
That's true. And, oh, by the way, you get this hairless, ugly rat cat, and she's pregnant. And she's willing to. You'll have a lot more hairless barn cats for your
barn. They don't have the price on there. They just want to trade it. Okay.
They want to trade it for a horse. Yeah.
Good luck with that. Okay. And the winner. Is this a new submitter?
Yes, I think so. I don't recognize that name.
All right. Brittany Long sent this one in. And congratulations, Brittany. Tell her what she's won, Glenn.
She has won a really great package of fly armor. It's a stuff that helps protect your horse. And we're going to send you fly armor for your horse, your dog, your really ugly hairless cat.
All right. So congratulations. You can dress up your ugly cat. Horses, two horses for sale. And this is in Boone, North Carolina. So being that it's in North Carolina, you're going to have to read it like it's from North Carolina. I can't believe you. I've had to do all these today. You're going to have to do some of the other ones.
This one's tough, too. This is going to be hard.
Let me do my best here. I have a gray TB for sale. He really rides really good, shoes good, and loves to run, rides with bit or without English or Western, jumps, runs the barrels. Anything you intend to do, he is a gelding. He is 4 years old, loads really good with or without a lead, and spooky proof. I'm asking five. That's a sentence. And spooky proof. I'm asking $500 for him. I also have an app mare for sale. She'll jump into barrels. She's a 4-H and horse, would make great lesson horse. Fair runner, she shoe good and loads unloaded with or without a lead. Both stabbed to be mounted, everything. I'm asking $700 for her. She's 5-0. Don't check emails, so don't be check emails, so give me a call. Call anytime. Thanks. I can text pics to you. So we got one that's spooky proof and one, let me get this straight here. She, a 4-H horse, would make great lesson or barrel runner. She shoe good and load unloaded with or without a lead, both stabbed to be mounted.
What?
What
does
that
mean? Stab them to mount them?
Mean? I don't know what being stabbed to be mounted means, but I certainly do love the fact that it's spooky proof.
Thank you, Brittany. Proof. That was a great one. That was very good.
Good time. Good job. Our listeners are getting so good at finding really bad ads. It's easy and it's fun, except for when you buy the horses. But Jennifer, yours. This is awesome. So please go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page. It's called Horse in a Hotel. That's all I'm going to tell you. You have to see this picture. It's ridiculous. It's awesome. Well done, Jennifer.
Brittany, would you send your address to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and we'll get your prize out to you. And, of course, you can send your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com for the next batch of really bad ads. We'd appreciate that. What a fun show, guys. This has been this has truly been a Freestyle Friday. What a fun show.
It sure has. And I would like to thank Nancy, who wrote on our Facebook page that she'd love to she has come to love Jet almost as much as I did, and she teared up at hearing the latest story, and I told her, just wait until you see some of these photos, because you'll die. And then Yudi also wrote in that she wishes that I could have been there when they rescued her. She rescued her OTTV, because I would have kicked the butt of the horrible woman. And I said, well, just what's her address? We'll have Jet go out there and kick her butt, because he'll probably do it. He does like to kick. Unbelievable. And Duranda posted a horse trailer on our Facebook page, and you'll have to go check that out too.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network, including the rest of that Stable Scoop episode from where we took the dogs eating cake segment earlier in the show. You can hear the rest of that at stablescoop.com. And have a terrific weekend. We'll be back again on Monday. See you, Jamie. You be careful out there in Arizona.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was only a high of 101 yesterday. It's like freezing cold here. Hey, stay neutered and geld, everybody. Have a great one. Geld. Geld your horse.
Geld. Stay neutered and geld.
Doesn't everybody geld their horse?